Well, when you started off nursing, what were you getting in the way of a salary then?
Well, I worked on general duty there, and I just don't recall the salary at that time. I think it was around $85 a month. But I did mostly private duty, and that was 20 hours per day, $5 a day for the 20 hours. You slept in the room with your patient. Many times you didn't sleep very much because you had a real sick patient. But they kept a cots under the high hospital beds. Beds are much higher than they are now, and they could slide a cot in now. And the cot was where the nurse slept, if she could. And we also were on 12-hour duty if they wanted just one nurse and not the 20-hour. And our regular duty was 12 hours a day. It took some years before we got through the American Nurse Association to the 8-hour per day. I nursed in my own school until August of that year, 1927. And then I went to Shenandoah up here. I was on the staff in Shenandoah. Now that was also another state hospital. It was a new hospital, and there were 14 from my school went down there to help set up and open that hospital. And I did all general duty while I was there. And I went there in August 27, and I left there in 1928 for private duty in the Warren Hospital in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. From 1929 to 1930, I was industrial nurse and took care of the compensation work for the Dodds. It was set up under the Dodson Coal Company. That was called the Locust Mountain Coal Company, and that was in Shenandoah.
Okay.